Dude, did you make out with Sheena?
Allegedly.
Coming up on the Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Katie left with somebody in your friend group?
Max?
You guys were hanging out that night.
We were, yeah.
He's like, there was a disco ball. It was 4 a.m.
That was our disco ball.
I saw his location. I was like, oh.
She knew he wasn't going f***ing home. That is such a f***ing lie.
I'm gonna bully you. Take the f*** hat off.
Knowing that she was complicit in this affair made me a little extra f***y.
The only thing I feel slightly bad for Joe about is Tom Schwartz making her feel as if she's sort of his girlfriend and
that
then everyone else. That is not the case.
I just want to make sure you got the email that I sent.
She's currently suing me.
Oh.
Did he even think for 1 second that maybe his offer was bullshit?
The Vanderpump Rules After Show starts right now.
Brock, you told Schwartz that Katie hooked up with his friend Max.
Even in a crazy rom-com movie, this would be insane.
We were partying the other night and Katie left with somebody in your friend group.
It's wait, what?
Yeah.
What? Wait, who is it?
It's your boy, bro.
Finding out that your best friend, you're hiking with up at Runyon on the daily.
How would you respond to
being banged your ex-wife?
I would like that response from him. You know what his response was? Oh.
Max? Max?
I never asked you this before. How did you approach Max after this? Like, was there a phone call? Did he reach out to you or did you reach out to him?
He actually called me, I think, like 5 days later.
And said?
And I could tell he felt so uncomfortable.
I bet.
But we went and got lunch in the Valley, and dude, I was like, he's like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, literally f***ing alcohol. Like, just proximity, and I think Katie was, I'm not saying she was the aggressor. I think it was mutual, but, like, Katie was on a mission.
It was not on my bucket list. There was, like, more flirting on his part. I'll put it that way. The only reason why anyone knew was because Sheena was, like, literally creeping on him.
I saw his location. I was like, oh.
So they were probably getting drunk together, frisky. Sheena had a little bit of a hunch, so she probably wanted to do some like MacGyver shit. She's
some sleuthing.
Kristen probably taught her all these moves.
Max and I are very good friends. We talk often and we have shared locations with each other for a couple of years now. That night, he had actually checked my location and saw that I was at Melrose Place.
You guys were hanging out that night.
I know. Oh, no, that I
know. Saw him that
you were,
night.
Yeah.
I remember like seeing him outside. I walked in with him to Melrose Place and I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, dude? And he's like, oh, yeah, just going upstairs. I was like, oh, cool.
Do you think it maybe wasn't the first time?
I think like he was summoned.
Oh.
He texted me and was like, hey, I'm around the corner. Are you going to be out for a while? And I was like, yeah, like how? And he's like, I saw your location. I'm like, oh, yeah, you should come. So he comes. I feel a vibe between him and Katie. And I've felt this before when I've hung out with the two of them.
When he started like kind of acting that way, it was like a little surprising because I was like, for real? Like, okay, this is weird.
The end of the night, at the very least, I'm like, at least share an Uber home. That night, I was like, wait, did you make it home safe? And then he sends me this weird emoji. And I was like, okay. And so I look at his location and I'm like, does he live in Katie's building? And then I kind of put it together and I was like, huh.
Thank God you didn't think he was at my apartment.
No, but then I think at one point that did cross my mind where I'm like, wait, but Kristen also lives there, but you're with Luke, so no.
Yeah.
She knew he wasn't going f***ing home. That is such a f***ing lie.
I can't imagine many people being worried about Max Boyan's, like, safety getting home.
No.
If he was walking from West Hollywood back to the Valley, I would probably be, like, a little concerned.
You weren't worried about me.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah.
I didn't get a text. She was zero shame about what she was doing while she was doing
it.
Got it.
Based on his cryptic text to me, I tell Brock and I'm like, I don't know. I think maybe they're hooking up.
He texted me and he's like, I did something really fucked up.
He said he went back to her house. He's like, she poured him
the biggest shot
of Johnny Walker.
Yeah, he told me that. He's like, there was a disco ball. It was 4 a.m.
Oh, I know that disco ball in her apartment. That was our disco ball.
Then the next morning, Brock was like, is he still there? And I looked at his location and he was still there. So I just said, hey, call me when you leave. And then he's like, you looked at my location, didn't you? I was like, mm-hmm. I did.
Your left sleeve's like cuffed up a little bit.
But
no, uncuff it.
Uncuff it.
For some reason, I can't picture Max and Katie having sex. I don't want to, but like,
uncuff it more.
Come on, guys.
Just do it right.
There you go.
Dude, did you make out with Sheena?
Allegedly.
We've all cheated. Like, everyone's done stupid cheated. I was a makeout slut. Made out with Sheena like 12 years ago in Vegas.
What?
Neither of you were dating anybody.
I don't fucking know.
He was with Katie, she was with Shay.
Oh.
I think it was right after season one. It was still really early, but we got recognized a little bit. So I thought he wanted to say something away from fans and people who were just literally watching me and Ariana make out in the middle of the casino, but we didn't care. And so he like tells me to come over to the corner and then he just kisses me and I'm like, oh.
What did Katie say about this?
I should be more surprised, right? Honestly. But Tom Schwartz, you know, it's not that surprising. The biggest thing for me was that it just was something that was kept for me for so long.
And I'm like, just never speak of this. Like, your girlfriend hates me. I am the homewrecking whore of this group. And he's like, well, I thought that, I'm like, no, I'm with Shay, what? You're with Kay. Like, what? Go to your room. Never speak of this.
Go to your room. She grounded him.
This is not going to go over well in my favor when this is something that I did not ask for.
She's making it sound like I came onto her hardcore, like snuck around and like up against a wall or something. I'm like, dude, chill. If that was true, then why would she like just like in a cheeky, like fun way remind me like sometime in the last year, like, do you remember when we made out in Vegas? And I was like, wait, that actually happened? I had convinced myself it didn't.
I definitely feel like he's probably the instigator. Okay, instigator is one thing, aggressive, like, cause Tom is like not, like he's just
like a wet noodle, but you would know. Does he ever do that?
The answer would be no. That's why I'm just like, are we talking about the same guy? Like,
no. She obviously knows in saying that he might come across as like really bad. And she also doesn't want that to happen.
It was not in a forceful sort of way. I want to clear that up. But he also did not ask for consent. He wasn't like, may I kiss you? You know, it wasn't the fucking Bachelor. He shot his shot. I shot him down. We said we were never going to speak about it. We told no one until he told Lala.
If it was a big, like, nothing burger of a situation, if it was like, oh, my God, well, like, it's like, it was like for a second. Then I was like, oh, my God, no. It's like, okay, well, then, yeah, again, why didn't you just like tell me? Also, that maybe I should know that like my boyfriend's a creep. This would have been helpful information. It would have just been nice to know at some point in the last 10 years.
Do you think if she would have told you, obviously this is like before you guys were engaged or anything like that, do you think you would have broken up with him?
Yeah, that would have been a very different situation. Having Tom just like cheat on me with like who, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Sheena said that you made out with someone.
That's not bullshit.
It was a little bit different. I could kind of like live in a little bit of like ignorance and just like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But having it been someone I know, that would be different. There were definitely opportunities where we were close enough that she could have been like, hey.
I never wanted to hurt Katie. I really didn't. As much as she hated me at the time, I never wanted to say like, your man has made out with A, B, and C, also D. Like, I just never wanted to throw that in her face. I never wanted her to feel some sort of way around me because I knew she already had feelings about my past. And I just thought it was so stupid of him. And it was obviously something that was never going to happen again. I shot him down so quickly. So there was no need to talk about it and hurt her, honestly. I was really just trying to protect her because I knew it was a dumb, drunken thing he did with me that she also knew he did with multiple other people. I just didn't need to be one in the bunch.
And finding out, it's like, it doesn't change my life. So to get upset now, it's like, for what reason? It's unfortunate because it's like, well, I don't know that I like fully trust Sheena, and this kind of confirms that, unfortunately, because it's like you've kept something from me for so long. I know you weren't like actively lying to me, but not telling me about something is kind of, is it kind of the same thing?
Yeah. Well, ish. Because I feel like outside of this, you don't trust her judgment on a lot of things.
Correct.
Also, so.
And it just sort of confirms things. And Tom, well, He's a lost cause.
You truly are the makeout queen. King, sorry, king.
That might have been like the most like casual, nonchalant, low stakes kiss ever.
You need a t-shirt that says, I love to make out.
How many people do you think Sheena follows their location?
35. 10.
20.
56.
What?
56? That's like two kindergarten classes. I would never want to admit to that. But I feel like Sheena almost like also didn't want to admit to it, but then she had to because Brock told everybody.
I've heard this, and even like in the midst of everything that happened, the scandal, people are like, I cannot like be around you because Sheena like has my location. I heard that from numerous people.
Oh my gosh. Can't you just say if she has your, my, for instance, she had my location and I didn't want to have, can I take that off my phone?
Yeah. But then
she gets a notification. Why is she taking me off? There's got to be a reason. Wow.
That's 56?
Probably mine. She's probably got mine. I know she has Britney's.
Hell no. If I need to lie to you because I don't want to do something and you know where I'm at, then I can't lie to you.
Damn, I just realized, like, I've probably said I couldn't go to something and she's probably checked my location.
Well, are you sharing with her? Because they can share their location with you without you sharing it back.
I don't know. I think I might have turned it off because I was mad at Jackson and we used to have each other's location and I turned it off.
I don't know if anyone has my location.
My wife and I share because it's safety. You know, I want to know where she is. She wants to know in case, God forbid, something happens. But 56, I don't even know 56 people. Is that weird?
That's weird. Yes, that's f***ing weird. That's invasive. There's one person that has my location.
Who?
I'm not telling.
Ooh. Ariana doesn't think it's that weird.
Why?
I have a lot of people's locations.
You don't think it's weird?
Thought you had an ally in this.
I mean, sometimes it's fun to like open the map and be like, oh, that's where everybody is. But to be like, oh yeah, and I saw he was there, and then I saw the next morning he was there too.
My friends got home safe, I saw his location, I was like, oh, maybe he dropped Katie off. And then I checked it again, and then I checked it again the next day, and it was still there. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
maybe he left.
Yeah, that makes me feel weird because it's like, you don't have my location. I didn't give you permission.
True.
I don't know. I don't f***ing like it. I don't like, I think maybe a couple people like I've shared location with for like 24 hours or something like that, but I make sure that it runs out.
It says it's not shared indefinitely.
Yeah, it's like Cinderella, like it turned into a pumpkin. Like that's it. It's like you get, that's it.
I mean, I've had this ever since the app came out, and it's honestly people I don't even talk to anymore. But I'm like, do I go and be like, stop sharing?
Because
like,
then it pops up on their text message.
Exactly, and then it's weird. So over the years, there have been
they don't have yours though.
I think so, but I'm like, what are you gonna do? Yeah. What are you gonna do with that? Yeah. You know?
Fair.
Sandoval approached you at Hotel Ziggy, urging you to reply to his email about the sale of the house.
I don't communicate with Tom Sandoval.
I don't want to bother you, but I just want to make sure you got the email that I sent earlier, like a month ago.
And my lawyer has it.
I just, you know, I know we want to get things going, get things moving, and, you know, if he could just have him respond so we can start working on stuff, you know?
Him emailing me personally is not an appropriate means of settling the house dispute. My lawyer is who will be communicating with Tom Sandoval. So regardless of how a response happens, it will never be coming from my personal email. Did he even think for 1 second that maybe his offer was bullshit and there wasn't gonna be a response until there was a counter offer that was legitimate?
And what was bullshit about it?
He sent a letter of intent. It was not a formal offer letter or whatever you would call it. There was nothing on there about who am I responding to. It was very oddly written. And it came not attached, but supposed to be attached to an email that was saying things like, hi, hope you're well. the whole thing was like very informal. And I'm not exactly sure who he paid, unless he went on like LegalZoom to draft this up, because the amount of money was, there's no appraisal done, right? He's making up dollar amounts based on, I don't know who the f*** he talked to. So in the email, there's like a mention of how he'll generously and graciously allow me to stay in the house until I find a new place to live. But then of course, also there's no mention of
anything about the furniture or the other things that are in the home. So, and a really important part of the home is the, you know, nearly $100,000 in furniture that was purchased for said home. And if that's just like not mentioned in there, it's like, so what exactly am I agreeing to here if I accept this offer?
Motherfucker.
It's so fucking weird.
I have like a healthy amount of delusion that I like to like, you know, wake up and
yes,
think,
of course.
You know, but I want to, that level of delusion is like really something.
Did it ever come, I'm asking because I don't know, has there ever come a point where like, and I asked you this off camera, I was like, is there a point where like, hey, we just got to sell the house and just go our own ways?
Oh yeah, I mean, I've gone back and forth for sure. I don't want to have to deal with like getting in the market and like moving and taking all that time.
It's
and,
definitely not a good time right now.
I mean, I've been making all the payments for, I don't even know, 9-10 months now. And she's currently suing me.
Oh.
So it's still pretty messy right now.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, we're working on it. We're trying to come to a solution.
Are you still hoping you can keep the house despite her court filing?
Yes, I am. I mean, I think somebody should. I use it. I will use it. We shoot the podcast there. The band sets up in the living room and plays. Also that middle room that I'm wanted to turn into a bar. Obviously, I'm holding off.
She's moving, right? He's gonna keep the house. He's been bitching about how he wants to bring his he's told me how he wants to bring his kids up in that backyard, right?
I'm
he
put, gonna throw up.
Yeah, he told me that. He was like, dude, I've got history here, and like I'm trying to still build the bar. I put that fire pit out in the backyard. Like
I'm trying to build the bar like, for five years.
Goes, I can see my kids running up and down those stairs.
Oh God, no.
I was like, what?
Well, that's the first thing he needs to learn.
Did he say
those
that?
Stairs are not conducive not that to long child ago. Not that long ago.
I don't think Tom Sandoval has a real good sense of what boundaries mean or any sense of respect for me whatsoever. So when I stated that we had a no contact policy and he kind of like repeatedly decides to just honor that whenever he pleases, I think it just goes to show that the lack of respect is still alive and well. You don't get to just like change your mind and then make demands of other people who are having to play catch up to your whims.
Tell me about Joe at Hotel Ziggy.
I remember them being pretty hard on Joe.
You gonna bully you. Take the hat off.
There were some jokes about Joe.
She's a rat girl.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, but we do that to everybody.
We're a tough crowd.
Yeah. I remember walking in to serve the first time in my little romper, and like Sheena and Katie were sitting out there, who had been very nice to me, but even just that walk-in was just so intimidating for me. So I get how Joe would be feeling for sure.
It's scary.
You've been throwing rocks.
But like, for what? Why? Because I call you like a whore? Like, well, I mean, call it as I see it.
I can't say that we've bullied her. Number one, we know how that word sits with me. Katie for sure needs to disengage in the comment section. I think she takes it way too far. It's like Joe has a very small platform. Katie is a known person with millions of followers. Like, let's not do that to Joe. Let's not do that to anybody.
Yeah.
Right? We're not trolls.
I don't like trolls.
No one's, well, besides Sheena, trying to take her hat off.
Take the hat off.
How much money do I need to
I'm gonna bully you. Take the
hat off. I guess she is bullying her a little bit right now.
I think I was just kind of on one that day. You don't need to wear a Tom Tom hat. We're good. You know, I decided I had just recently weaned off Zoloft. I felt like it was a safe night to drink. No one drove.
I actually have a little bit of respect for Joe, because if I had a hat on and someone came up and tried to remove it, I think that's the one point in time that I'd pop a motherfucker. If I would have seen that, I would have told her to like disengage. Like, it's one thing to like say it.
It's funny for me to hear.
Obviously, anyone who knows me, I'm not a mean girl. I'm not someone who attacks someone's appearances. So I think that was maybe my way of trying to be like, I don't like you, but also give some unsolicited advice in a weird way where I'm just like, look, I'm just saying. I mean, if you're a hairstylist, why are you always wearing a hat? I think knowing that she was complicit in this affair made me a little extra c***y towards her.
I don't think she should automatically expect that all the girls are just gonna like welcome her with open arms after being like Kristen's friend who kind of sneaked in, you know?
Well, that's
what I mean, obviously don't be mean and don't like do whatever, but I wasn't there, obviously. But, you know, it's just, she can't expect you guys to just run over and give her a big hug or something.
No one deserves to be bullied.
However, people deserve to be held accountable for their actions.
Yeah.
And Joe drove with Raquel to Big Bear and then left Raquel with Tom Sandoval in Big Bear. Also, you're going to get some shit from us when we know that you were covering for
the
her.
The night that Ariana found the phone.
That is so bizarre,
and you
too.
Were in New York. Joe She's sent group a group chat him? To Ariana, Tom Sandoval, Unhinged. And Raquel and said, I love you all. I care I about all of you. And this. It's really difficult for me right now.
And people say I made it about me.
And also because right before she started trying to f*** Tom Schwartz, she's texting Katie, I love you, my fellow Justin Bieber lover. And she would never reach out to Tom and say, can I cut your hair? She would reach out to Katie and go, even when they were already divorced, I would love to cut Tom's hair. Katie, you mean the world to me, blah, blah, blah. Of course everyone's going to feel the feelings that they feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Tom Sandoval. Mm-hmm. You made these choices. You continue to make the choices. Mm-hmm. You're continuing to act the way that you act. The only thing I feel slightly bad for Joe about is Tom Schwartz making her feel as if she's sort of his girlfriend and that then everyone else, including my friend Lena, who owns the hair salon, that is not the case. Mm-hmm.
Joe has a moment at Hotel Ziggy.
She was like hyperventilating.
Oh, really?
Joseph, what are you doing? What's wrong? Are you crying? Joseph, what's up? What happened?
I just didn't like being attacked.
I want to go home.
Oh, that's sad.
It was way sad. What was that about?
I was going to ask you guys what if you knew what it was about.
Probably like nothing. She tends to just have these moments that it's like kind of nothing. Yeah.
I've been in this group for many, many, many years, and I'd still be petrified even if I was in that situation to walk in, and especially with those girls, man. You know how they hype each other up.
She's a psycho, guys. Come on.
Just wear braids. If you're a hairdresser, like, why are you wearing a hat?
She's a rat girl.
I don't know what to do.
They all get in each other's heads and ear each other and make something out of nothing. No girl is going to be okay in that. Many have tried, all have failed.
Well, there's some deeper stuff going on in her personal life that wasn't talked about, which was the catalyst, but that sure as heck didn't help. Let's not forget the filming a TV show component too, because we're we never pay it. We just do our thing.
Right.
We're so used to falling apart, but like maybe the first time you had a meltdown on camera.
Yes, it is your f***ing fault.
Why is this
f***ing
fault?
Just f*** off, man.
Afterwards, you're like, what have I done? How am I gonna look? You become like neurotic.
Yeah.
Maybe the first even year, or maybe not all of us. Like, I saw her later that night and she was like in great f-ing spirits.
If you can't hang, then there's the door, baby. That's a song.
Oh.
Ariana, you were there in Vegas when this kiss happened.
Yeah.
But you didn't know about it then.
No. I remember kissing Sheena that night, like on the casino floor.
What casino was it?
I don't know. The carpet was red. I was real f***ed up.
Was it the Golden Nugget?
Me and Ariana made out in a swimming pool at the f***ing Golden Nugget. Yes.
The Golden Nugget?
Yeah.
That's like an all-time low.
Are you kidding me? I love that place.
No. Okay.
We've had a few moments. She's a good kisser. And she's hot as f***, so yeah. But now, in my relationship with Brock, that is like a big no-no. He is not cool with that whatsoever. So I have to respect our relationship, and there is no more kissing girls.
Why is that a problem for him?
It just really bothers him. It's a trigger from a past relationship. When I met Brock, I was kind of in a thing with a girl, and he knew that. So I think our relationship starting out that way,
it feels like so long ago. I mean, it's so long ago, but it feels longer.
But
ago.
He was there watching her and I at her birthday party make out, and then Brock and I started dating, and I had to completely cut her off, and I hurt her, and it was like we were also friends, but we were kind of exploring and seeing if we were gonna take it further, but then I met Brock, so I never was able to fully explore that relationship. Fast forward, there were a few drunken kisses with Raquel, Ariana, and he was like, okay, look, if they add value to your life and it's just, you know, if it, like, maybe, but I knew it still made him uncomfortable. And then there was the Dana and I kiss at Coachella last year. And that's where he's like, I'm drawing the line, never do that again. You know, we were having a moment, we were feeling it, and she kissed me, and I let it go for maybe a second too long, and I saw the look on his face after, and I was like, noted. Got it.
Listen, we all have a highlight reel of our past, and that's hers, and I have mine, and we met, and then since then, that's what kind of matters. I don't really, the annoying thing is when it, like, when the past keeps lingering around, you know,
that.
The Max.
It was a thing. I bought an Apple Watch.
I'm not saying you're crazy.
Just buy an Apple Watch for a guy, like, bang one time.
And the Rob.
Rob, 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 Rob.
Look, I'll be a man enough to be like, hey, what up, and like live my life without being bothered by you, but like, you kick rocks.
Well said, yeah.
Yeah.
Personally, it was f***ing annoy me. But anyway.
Having all the exes around?
Yes.
Yeah, but you know what's funny about it is like just looking at him, I'm like, damn, you set the bar real low. Like, it's just a constant reminder that I'm like, oh yeah, we're good. You're not, we're fine.
It's true.
Lala, you visited Sandoval as he was finishing up some breath work.
It sounded like he was being f***ed with a butcher's knife. But he'd be like, wild.
Straight!
Like, yo, what is this?
I was glad I didn't do it because I just didn't feel like that was something that Sandoval and I should be doing together. But I actually really liked, what was his name, Dr. Wu? I liked the things that he was saying to Sandoval. We are placed in certain situations for a reason. And like every single moment is a teachable moment. And even when something doesn't make sense, there is a point in time in your life where it will make sense, right? I wanted Sandoval to really hear that message. It's important for all of us to understand that even when mistakes are made, you can come back from them and you can understand, like, maybe this was just part of your life path and it's all about how you decide to maneuver through it. And clearly, he's not maneuvering the way he should be. But I was hoping he would hear that message.
You know, before this situation I put myself in happened, you know, I had a lot of friends, but you start to value your friendships a lot more, especially when you go through something like I did. And I think that both Lala and I were very defensive, and I think we both sort of passed judgment on each other in ways, but it felt nice to just take a step back and sort of think positively of somebody.
What happened in my life really, really f***ed me up. And I don't want you paying for my experience with someone else.
Thank you. I just want positivity and I want to be positive to other people.
It wasn't really about like, let's move forward and be homies and see where this goes. It's like, I want you to know that I recognize you're a person. I know how it feels to like up and wear something for a really long time because you've made me wear things for a really long time. So let's just like call it a day on that. I'm not gonna hold you to your past. Please don't hold me to mine. And let's just move forward where we can be cordial and civilized.
I told her from now on, when something happens, I'm gonna assume the best instead of the worst. And it felt nice. It felt really nice.
I think he made you a dumpling latte that day. How's the dumpling latte?
By the way, now I know why Ariana stayed so long. Those f***ing slab. I was like, damn, I'd probably f*** you for one of these every day.
No. Just kidding. I would never.
I pictured Sandoval having a needle dick.
Yeah, same. Agreed.
Like a sewing needle.
Sewing like, needle, pew, pew, yeah. Pew.